Are you ready to lift up your cross? As I reflected upon these readings and I reflected upon the past 4 or 5 Sundays, Jesus is really calling us to lift our crosses. Just a refresher a little bit, a few weeks ago we had the parable of Jesus teaching of the narrow gate is how to heaven. And then he teaches us about we have to pick up our cross. If we don't pick up our cross, we can't enter into heaven. He even said to hate your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, and yourself. But I want to emphasize it wasn't that point. The point was he wanted us to love him more than everything else. And last week, Deacon Randy shared with us the parable of the teaching of Mammon and God. Which do you put first? Mammon being all the worldly stuff, and God being first above all of those things, putting heaven first, the heavenly things first, and leaving the earthly things here. And today, we are faced with the first reading and the gospel reading. The rich in that first reading. Amos is just trying to teach the people that God is telling them they're about to go in exile. And the way it started is they were complacent. They were living lavishly and loving lavishly things. And they didn't want to hear what Amos had to say. And at the end of that, they were the first who were placed into exile. What's complacent in our lives that we need to open up our hearts to hear Christ in? That's what Jesus is trying to help us see in this gospel reading. Lazarus is in heaven. The rich man is in hell. Was the rich man in hell because he was rich? No, it wasn't his wealth that put him there. It was his attitude. It was his heart. It was his way of living lavishly and stepping over Lazarus and not even giving him a hand. And obviously it was part of that family because he wants his 5 brothers who must be acting the same way. And he's still in hell is got the same attitude because he's directing Abraham to send Lazarus to stick his finger on his tongue. Send Lazarus to the 5 brothers. He's still directing even though he's in torment. His heart was hardened. Where is our hearts hardened? Where are we not listening to Christ? When are we going to be really ready to pick up our cross and put Christ first? St. Paul is teaching in Timothy how to be a good leader Christian teaching. He starts it with, "But you, man of God." What a beautiful address. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have St. Paul come to you and say, "Beautiful man of God. Pursue righteousness, devotion, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Compete well for the faith." St. Paul is asking all of us to do the same thing. All of us to change our attitudes and our heart to be full of love, to be faithful. Where are we today in this world? We got everything around us that outside of our faith says not to be those things, to be the opposite of that. You get on social media, what happens? You dive into this hateful dialogue that happens between people. Politics is not good for us as faithful people. Here is where we need to be. You're not going to change somebody's mind with hateful speech on a Facebook post. How do we do that? How do we get ourselves lined up properly to be with God, carrying our cross every single day? Participation in our sacraments here. Jesus Christ came and gave us our church and gave us the sacraments. Last night we had a beautiful evening. We celebrated 43 wedding anniversaries in the anniversary mass last night. And to have, there was over 1,600 years of marriage that was represented in that room. Marriage is exactly what is the perfect example of how we are to live selflessly. We have to give of ourselves to our spouse, to our children. We have to live in faith and love and most importantly in patience in everything that we do. The sacrament that we're about to receive in the Eucharist is Jesus Christ feeding us our hearts and our souls and our minds so we can go out and be the light to others, to bring them to Christ. In the sacrament of baptism, we have the glory this weekend of celebrating two baptisms. And that's a mom and a dad bringing their child to be marked by God, to enter into the kingdom of God, so that they can teach them and bring them up to learn how to put Christ first. So my challenge to everyone here is that we pick up our cross and we go out that door and we live with Christ first in our hearts and our souls. Somebody in your family needs help. They need a good word. They need a good ear that needs to listen. Find someone this week that needs help and help them. Feed the poor. We have a beautiful ministry led by Jen that's the food gatherers to take care of the poor. We can do many things to show that we are people of Christ. Amen.